federal W-9 form. What is the W-9 form? The W-9 form request for taxpayer identification number and certification is an Internal Revenue Service or IRS form used to obtain a person or organization's tax identification number or TIN. Why am I being asked to fill out the W-9? To receive a grant payment, we need your TIN to report the payment to the IRS and to issue you a 1099 form. Do I need to submit the W-9 to the IRS? No. The W-9 form is sent and returned to Mass Cultural Council, not the IRS. What should I put in the name field? This should be your legal name or the legal name of your entity. If you are a sole proprietor, enter your individual legal name here. Your name should be on both the W-9 and EFT forms. What is the business name / disregarded entity name / DBA or doing business as field? If your business has a name different from your own, like John's Flower Shop instead of John Clark, you'd put that here. Disregarded entities, like single member LLCs, should also use this space. Which federal tax classification checks box should I select? Check the box that corresponds to your U.S. tax classification. For most individuals, this will be individual / sole proprietor or single member LLC. What is the purpose of the exemptions field? Most people leave this blank. It's for specific payees who are exempt from backup withholding or FATCA reporting. Why are there two fields for my address? One for address and another for city, state, and zip code. The address field is for your street address. The city, state, and zip code is self-explanatory. If you receive mail at a different location, such as a PO box, use the second address field. What's the difference between the list account number or numbers field and the taxpayer identification number or TIN? Your TIN is your taxpayer ID, like a social security number or an EIN. The list account numbers field is optional and is only used if you have multiple account numbers with the requester and want to specify which one the form relates to. What goes in the requester's name and address field? This is where you'd put the name and address of the person or entity requesting the W-9 from you. Why is there a social security number and an employer identification number or EIN field? Which one do I fill out? Fill out the one that corresponds to your taxpayer ID. If you are an individual, this will be your social security number. If you are a business entity, it will likely be your EIN. What do I include under DUNS, D-U-N-S? The Mass Cultural Council grant does not require either a DUNS number or a unique entity identifier, SAM number. You can skip both these sections on the W-9 form. What does the certification section mean? When you sign the W-9, you're certifying several things: that the TIN you provided is correct. How will users be notified during the DocuSign process? Notifications will be sent via email throughout the process. However, if a user has altered their DocuSign notification settings, they might need to log into their account to view envelopes. Where can one find more information or seek assistance on using DocuSign? To learn more, there's a PDF called Using DocuSign for Combined W9/EFT Forms and a DocuSign FAQ. For DocuSign process questions, contact the CTR Solution Desk.